Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we once again face the issues. We'll be talking about an issue today that's going to require you to take some notes, jot down some telephone numbers, make some calls, become involved, be part of the watchman on the wall, blowing the trumpet, sounding the alarm. It is needful and necessary today, perhaps as never before in the history of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. It is my prayer today that you'll join in this very, very important broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples as he spoke to them, recorded in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said, "I am truth," in John 14, 6. Further, he states dramatically, dogmatically, with a declaratory statement. In John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It is the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to depend on. We ought to recognize its power and authority. In Ezekiel 33, verse 3 and following, the Scripture says, "When he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blowed the trumpet and warned the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head." But the Scripture goes further, ladies and gentlemen, and talks about the one that's the watchman on the wall, warning, blowing the trumpet, warning, blowing the trumpet. And he makes the statement very, very clear in Ezekiel 33, verse 6 and following. If the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, I don't want the blood on my hands, and every day on this broadcast, it is a warning, warning, warning of things to come. We talked about in yesterday's broadcast about the year 2022 and what I believe is going to be taking place. A number of those will be greater Christian censorship and censorship in general and destroy our freedom of speech, a greater persecution and prosecution of Christians, and destroy our First Amendment right, the right to have religious liberties and freedom of speech. We're going to watch more and more as the Biden administration usurps authority, destroys the Constitution, and throws America into the totalitarian reign of governance rather than the constitutional republic that we have known so long. So, ladies and gentlemen, we continue a warning, but this is, I believe, a dire warning that we're wanting to talk about today and get you, the people, involved. As we face the issues, we do so based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It was George Orwell, the secularist, in the writing of the book 1984, and I believe this statement was made in about 1947, 48, 49, someplace in there. I've not researched the precise year. George Orwell says, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're at that juncture today in society. This is the reason you find fascist book, as Greg, one of my sons, calls it, the fascist book, not Facebook, and Instagram, Twitter, Google, and all of the subsidiaries therein, where they are monitoring and controlling the flow of speech and communication. And I said yesterday, and I'll say again today, by way of some of the pre-introductory thoughts, that we're going to find a greater shutdown, a total blanking out of any communication about June, July, August, when it gets to the high point of the fall elections. We're going to find a major censorship, a major curtailing of any communication to try to prevent the conservatives, the Christians, those that are running for office that want to turn the tide and not allow Biden to destroy our constitutional republic. You'll find that shutdown taking place. You'll find the greater and greater persecution and prosecution of free speech and of Christians. You'll find that during the course of this year, an intensification of the confiscation or the registration in order to confiscate guns and prevent self-defense in America. We're going to find this year a major, major, major shortage of food. We're finding it already on the shelves today. We're finding the coming together of 5 or 6 or 7 or perhaps more major events that's going to come to a major crescendo this year. And the Biden administration is behind this. They're formulating and they're carrying it out. We're going to find the shutting down in the marketplace of anything that will be called buying and selling as a result of the Fed raising the interest rate to bring the economy to a screeching halt. All of these things are not hypothetical. These are not things that are tin-horn conspiracy theory. These are things that are taking place even as I speak today. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to the centrality of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement. The headline in his note article, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. And I want to read this once again for us to absorb the focus. Truth is the core principle. I'm quoting former Senator Jim DeMint. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, I'm emphasizing, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ceased to have truth being presented from the pulpits today. I've not heard a message, not heard a pastor, preacher, theological mind that's taken a stand in the pulpit and warned against the dangers coming in America. I've not heard one stand and warned against taking the COVID vaccination. Not heard one yet warned against the lies that's being perpetrated through the World Health Organization and the CDC in America that's cost the lives of hundreds of thousands of people in America and millions around the world. And I believe it's required of stewards to be found faithful, according to my Bible. If we've said yes to Jesus Christ, we have a responsibility to stand for truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I call on you each and every day to do that very thing, is to defend the truth even it means death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time has some good news, ladies and gentlemen, good news today. Tools for Time is now hiring in all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. A great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is family-friendly oriented environment. They're closed on Sundays, allowing you as an employee there to go to worship with your families on Sundays. Just drop by Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen. Make your application. Wait for an interview. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, where the gigantic flagpole is there. Flagpole is 165 feet there. Gigantic flag, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole and the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. I encourage you to call today. I encourage you to listen today. I encourage you to take notes today and be found faithful and being a watchman on the wall. I think we've been silent too long. I think it's time that we take a stand and say enough is enough. Ladies and gentlemen, the latest news about COVID-19 is that some of the nation's top researchers and the medical minds in America conclude that the vaccine mandates are not justified. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, New York, Washington State, and D.C. are all buckling down with more totalitarian mandates to control the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that I believe sets the stage of what we need to understand. It's been done to us. We the people have been shammed, fraudulently deluded with mass psychosis in following what the leader out of the Oval Office says to do. This article says, top medical journal publishes articles concluding that the vaccine mandates are not justified. The dateline is February the 2nd. The prestigious British medical journal, The Lancet, has published an article by a University of Colorado infectious disease scientist concluding vaccine mandates should be reconsidered in light of studies finding the vaccines are not stopping, listen, are not stopping the transmission of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, or as we call it, COVID-19 today. Carlos Franco Pardias of the University of Colorado Division of Infectious Diseases wrote that, quote, the impact of vaccinations on communities' transmission of circulating variants of COVID-19 and others appeared to be not significantly different from the impact among the unvaccinated. Let me boil that down for us. The discussion is that they have discovered, based on massive research, that the vaccination has no more effect than the unvaccinated as far as warding off COVID-19. Further, the article says the scientific rationale for mandatory vaccinations in the United States of America rely on the premise that vaccination prevents transmission to others, resulting in a pandemic of the unvaccinated, he noted. Yet the demonstration of COVID-19 breakthrough infections among fully vaccinated healthcare workers, who in turn may transmit this infection, their infection, to their patients, requires reassessment of compulsory vaccination policies, leading to the job dismissal of the unvaccinated, end quote. It found, as WorldNet Daily reported, that people vaccinated against COVID-19 were just as likely to spread the Delta variant to contacts in their household as those who had not been vaccinated at all. By the way, you've known this and I've known this for some time now. We're going into 3 years where it's been a scare tactic that if you don't get the vaccinated, you're going to die, whereas the vaccination is killing people. Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel said that the understanding he has is over 400,000 Americans have died as a result of taking the vaccination, and about 1 million plus have had major medical maladies as a result of the vaccination. I have called it, my mother used to call it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still less than 100 years old, but she would call it pulling the wool over your eyes. We've had the wool summarily pulled over the eyes of most Americans, and it's just now coming to light. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tuck this little parenthetical footnote in while I'm thinking of it. I believe during the course of this year, the wool will be pulled back from the eyes of millions across America, and they will recognize how they have been fully deceived, lied to, and tricked into taking the vaccination. which is caused paralyzation, sterilization, tremors, heart problems, blood clots, lung disease, and death as a result of believing the Biden COVID lie. This article further says scientists, including researchers at the Imperial College of London, studied 621 people in the United Kingdom who had mild COVID-19 and found that the peak viral load of the vaccinated was similar to the unvaccinated. And there are further studies showing the viral load in the upper airways of the lungs is similar in the vaccinated and the unvaccinated individuals. End quote. The Colorado researcher cited an investigation by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of an outbreak of COVID-19 in the Texas prison and found that there was no difference in the presence of infectious virus in the vaccinated or the unvaccinated. It's an over and over and over repetition, may I say to you, that's proving the vaccinated are no better off than the unvaccinated when it comes to COVID-19. In fact, I contend, based on all of the research that I've studied, by the way, just as a little footnote to that, I've had the privilege in the past almost 3 years in studying relentlessly what's happening about the vaccination, about COVID, and who's lying and who's not lying. And I've had the privilege of researching, reviewing approximately 5,000 articles during this period of time. Now, I'm not a physician. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice, but I'm telling you what I've discovered, what I've found, what I know personally, and what I experienced personally going through COVID myself. This article further says, researchers in California similarly observed no major difference in the viral load between the vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals, even in those with proven asymptomatic infections. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. We've been deceived, and as a result of that, mega millions today are suffering the consequences of accepting the mass psychosis, that is the fear, to cause you to take that vaccination. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm leading to a point, hang in there during the course of this entire broadcast, I'm leading to a point of what we can do in the state of Florida about this vaccination, the forced vaccination, and the shutdowns, the lockdowns in our hospitals and medical facilities that have prevented you and me and others from going into these facilities to visit loved ones. For the first time in the history of America, pastors and priests and what they lump some called the clergy have been shut out of the hospitals and medical facilities. We've not been allowed to go in and visit members of the church. We've not been able to go in and visit those that are friends and family members because of so-called COVID-19 fear. Patients have been treated viciously. Family members and clergy have been treated like outcasts as a result of the so-called fraudulent screen of COVID. In fact, one doctor, his name is Katz, K-A-T-Z. He is a research scientist with Yale University in the Mitchell Hospital. He said 2 months ago, he said, do not put your family members in the hospital. They will kill you. And that's taking place behind closed doors. And family members are pleading and begging and crying for the opportunity for access to visit with their family members that's dying in the hospitals with the so-called COVID because they've had a ventilator stabbed down their throats, and 14 days is the maximum benefit of a ventilator, and some have been on a ventilator for 3, 4, 5, and 6 months. They're dying because of the medical treatment that's being forced upon them. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says government data shows vax-free, that's VAX-free, less likely to get COVID. The data released by the Scottish government shows people who have been vaccinated with 2 or 3 doses of COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are more likely to become infected. Hear me, more likely to become infected with COVID-19, more likely to be hospitalized or die than people who are unvaccinated. Now, you won't hear that out of the Biden administration. You won't hear that out of the CDC. You'll not hear that from the Oval Office. You'll not hear that from the Communist Network News. You'll not hear those statements from those on the MSNBC and CBS and ABC News because they're carrying the water for the Biden administration. with the designed purpose of killing citizens in America. That's not some conspiracy theory. That's not some hypothetical idle talk. I believe there's a design behind it, and it's a socialist, Marxist, communist design, plan to reduce the population globally, as Bill Gates says he wants to reduce the population by about 1 billion people around the globe. It's to save planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you save planet Earth and you killed humanity, what have you done? What's the advantage? What's the cause? What's the future goal? And ladies and gentlemen, you might ask the question, why are all the news media involved in carrying the water for the socialist, Marxist, communist government that's domiciled in Washington, D.C.? It's because they're getting paid mega millions from Big Pharma. You say, well, how do the news organizations get paid from Big Pharma? Because Big Pharma will carry huge ads. Notice you can turn on your television, any channel you turn to, there's a Big Pharma ad about something that is supposed to help you. But if you listen to the narrative and the side effects that they start reeling off, if you take it, you might hope to be cured, but it will kill you with other side effects. That's Big Pharma's way of paying the media to do what they want done and to say what they want said. This article says further, the Public Health Administration of Scotland data from the past 4 weeks shows a rate of infection of 866 per 100,000 people for the double vaccinated and 481 per 100,000 for those that are boosted or triple vaccinated. The unvaccinated had a rate infection of only 413 per 100,000. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 2 to 1 of the vaccinated being infected versus the unvaccinated. But again, the Communist Network News will tell you that the hospitals and the emergency rooms are being filled with the unvaccinated. You know why? It's because CDC has now changed its description of the unvaccinated. If you've had one shot of the experimental drug, you've had your second experimental drug jab, and you've had a booster shot and maybe another or another booster shot, they're now saying, ladies and gentlemen, that you can still get COVID, so they're considering it all as being unvaccinated unless you take your booster every 90 days, because they're now saying that the booster and the booster to the booster is good for a maximum of 90 days. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're changing the definition of the unvaccinated, and so they're saying the hospitals are filled with the unvaccinated. No, that is a demonic, devilish lie. Proof by medical science in the investigatory studies that the unvaccinated are no more prone to get COVID than the vaccinated. In fact, contrarywise, the vaccinated are spreading the infection to their patients by the presumption that if you get vaccinated, you can keep working in the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says infection, hospitalization, the gap narrows between the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble if we believe the demonic, devilish lie that's being perpetrated upon us to collapse, to build back better, and collapse the present constitutional republic and bring a socialist, Marxist regime on board. That's the whole goal. And they're using COVID as a smokescreen to bring about what they're doing and the demonic, devilish activities out of the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
I'd like to touch on one thing that you just mentioned in dealing with the news media being bought off, paid off. As you watch television programs, especially on broadcast television, but your cable television is very much the same, you'll find commercial after commercial after commercial for pharmaceutical products. But you also find, especially on radio, boatloads of ads, and at the end of the ad, you'll hear paid for by the ad council. And a lot of people don't think about that, but those are taxpayer dollars at work. Now, most of the ads are complete rubbish. You know, they're good sound. Feed the pig, and they're encouraging you to save money and stuff like. And you go, yeah, that sounds great, but that's a first grader message that mom and dad may share with their child. Why is that? You see locally in Florida in particular, JEA in Jacksonville, JEA will sponsor a lot of ads. And across the state, the water management districts will sponsor a lot of ads. And I've come to the conclusion that a lot of this is hush money. When I say hush money, you know, decades ago, you had investigative reporters that would dig through the records in city and state and, and federal government, and they would interview people quietly and privately, and they were, you know, they would dig in, and then they would do major exposés. When was the last time you saw that? I mean, outside of something like Project Veritas, when was the last time you saw it? It's disappeared. But understand, if you're receiving hundreds of thousands or millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars per annum from the government or from pharmaceutical or from those people are untouchable then. It is perverse, the relationship that we've seen develop. And some folks think, well, that's why we have NPR, and that's why we have the Associated Press, and that's why we have PBS. Are they any better at all? Or do they receive money from the same sources, and they're complete deaf mutes when it comes to sharing the truth? And then if you happen to be someone, and I just got an email or text message this morning from a friend that talked about, basically, if you do the homework, if you do the investigation, if you do the analysis, if you do the searching, all of a sudden the world treats you like you're a tinfoil hat conspiracy wearing conspiracy nut yeah. job. And it's just out of what you're sharing right now, what you've seen, what you've heard, what you've studied about in dealing with what they're calling the vaccine, you still have a lot of folks going, preacher, you're nuts. You don't know what you're talking about because the CDC says, the NIH says, Fauci says, Fauci's a fraud, folks. He's a fraud. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy just did the full expose book, and there are just a handful of you out there that have read that, and very little's been, literally, if that same book were written about Donald Trump, every single network would be wall-to-wall coverage.
That's right.
You folks are being lied to.
Greg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood, residing up in the southern tip of heaven, better known as Northeast Tennessee, where there's sleet and snow and rainstorm coming through, if not already there. See, I've been watching
it's
the
still
news,
beautiful.
Greg.
Oh, poor. Yeah, I'll tell you what. And y'all got 12 inches of sunshine in Florida. I understand.
That's right.
I
mean, that's exactly right. I'm not complaining at all. Greg, one of the things that I find fascinating, interesting, and sad is that this is taking place, and it's, as you said, not being bounded about. What's the title of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book again?
I, you know what? I'll look that up while we talk. You continue to talk. But it's amazing. I've heard it spoken about only on these internet blogs and such, where, you know, Google hasn't gotten around to completely blocking them, YouTube hasn't gotten around to erasing them, Facebook hasn't gotten around to censoring them, Twitter hasn't gotten around to blocking them, you know. And it's sad, but every single day, if you find newsworthy information that's expose in nature, you're not going to find it in your major networks. I mean, even today's news on Zucker resigning, you know, they've got some fluff story on that. We've not heard the whole truth. Matter of fact, we've not seen the last resignation out of CNN. Every week, another pedophile or another sex offender is being exposed. And what Zucker has come out with as far as an explanation for his leaving, you go, no, that's not the whole story. We're going to get the whole story maybe 10 years from now. But it just shows you the
quality of the personnel, the people that's bringing the so-called news to us each day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Greg, hang in there. We're going to talk about some of the things. And we'll also talk about after the news, ladies and gentlemen, Senate Bill 988 that's being introduced in the Senate that will supposedly stop the shutdown and the prevention of people visiting relatives in the hospitals. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.